China Corner is proudly brought to you by the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in Namibia.
Good evening and welcome to this first Wednesday of February to the China Corner here on your number one talk radio station. And as we always have done for the past couple of months in terms of where we have this development as well as also deep dive discussion based around Namibia and China's relationship, specifically as we look into the various relationships, the particular aspects and angles from these various relationships that culminate in the bilateral relations between China and Namibia. And we also look at each one of these particular in their unique scenarios. For tonight's session, we take a look specifically at the work and also the experiences of the Chinese medical team that is based here in Windhoek at the Karatura State Hospital. Specifically on aspects looking into the length, the aspects in terms of when this program actually began, which is actually cited as one of the people-to-people exchange programs or exchange mechanisms between countries like Namibia and China. Now, as 2026 kicks off with a people-to-people exchange, and specifically this has been cited by the Forum of China and Africa Corporation back in 2024, this is one of the particular mechanisms by which people of Namibia and people of China come together and interact as well as cooperate, and specifically in various projects that help with either the people on the ground in terms of communities and various beneficiaries, specifically like communities in rural areas, or it helps also to build collaboration further between the two nations. Citing and taking a look specifically what you can look forward to in the discussion, where I interviewed the two doctors and two nurses from the China medical team that is based here in Windhoek, who will surprisingly, at the end of their term, which is a little bit later into this year, the program will celebrate 30 years of involvement between Namibia and China, specifically around the medical aid team that is stationed at Karatura State Hospital. We will take a look specifically at the purposes of the medical team in its origins, where it came from, the particular involvements and exposures that the medical teams have built up over the past 30-year period in terms of working in Namibia. It's not the same people, not the same team members. They rotate, but you will hear in the discussion specifically that we've got lined up about these rotations and how each team or rotation team gains valuable experiences and insights about everyday Namibian life, as well as also the very fond and deep connections that they developed with regular Namibians with their stay here in the country. You'll also have the opportunity of taking a look specifically at the specific kind of medical treatment and service provided by the Chinese medical team stationed at Karatura State Hospital. And finally, also having a look at the way forward and primarily what you can look forward to in the discussion, as well as also some of the particular aspects around the experiences and exposure that the Chinese medical team has had by working with Namibians. We have a listen to this discussion. And welcoming to this Wednesday edition here on your number one talk radio station, we are back for another Wednesday. And this being in February, obviously the first Wednesday of February and the first Wednesday of every month, we introduce to you the China Corner that is brought to you by the Chinese Embassy to Namibia. For today's particular session, we have a very interesting discussion which takes us into the medical realm. And I am joined tonight by and this is going to be a very interesting discussion, guys, because it's going to be medicine, based upon medicine. But this is I'll use the word local, but it's the China medical team based here at Karatura State Hospital. Joining me tonight, I've got four guests. And obviously, I'll give them the opportunity by introducing themselves, being my guests here for this evening. But I'd like to start with Dr. Huang. Doctor, thank you for taking the time. Nurses, Dr. Chow. But I'd like you to first introduce yourselves so that the listeners just know who we've got in studio and who we are talking to.
Okay. Good evening, Namibia friends. This is the 16 batch of Chinese medical team. I'm the captain of the medical team, named Dr. Huang. And let us introduce themselves. The next, Dr. Chang.
My name is Dr. Zhou.
Next.
This is Mr. Chen.
I'm Miss Ding.
And thank you everyone for taking the time to join us here for this evening's China Corner. If we start off our discussion, and we obviously look at this deep, this dive into the interesting aspect of China-Namibia relations for today, being the medical cooperation, China has a long and rich history in medicine, which is the focus of our discussion. Tonight, obviously, Doctor, if we look at after the introduction you just made, could you briefly review, or could you help us with a review of the development and the key milestones of China's medical aid teams to Namibia over the past 30 years?
Okay, thank you for your question. Since April 1996, when the first medical team was formed, China has dispatched 16 batch of medical team to Namibia with four members with each batch. Two acupuncture and medical massage specialists and two nursing experts. All members are carefully selected by the top hospitals in Zhejiang province. By the Provincial Health Commission of Zhejiang Province. Initially, each team member may have come from different hospitals. However, start from the 14th medical team, all members have been selected from the single hospital, although the hospitals may change.
And also, perhaps ultimately looking at this discussion, Doctor, what was the original purpose of forming the medical team? How has this mission evolved over the 30 years?
Okay, the initial intent has always been to deepen China-Namibia friendship and bring traditional Chinese medicine to Namibia's people. Over 30 years, our focus expanded from disease treatment to capacity building, promoting medical exchanges and collaboration.
Okay, you see, actually, you know, when we were kids, there have some seeds in our mind. Because we were pupils, we read some books. There have many knowledges about the Africa, including Namibia, like some animals, for example, elephant, lions, and others. We know these things very well. Even my son, he is 5 years old, but he loved the elephant very well. Even after he know I will fly to Namibia, he always asked me to buy elephants for him. So actually, you know, there are a friendship seeds in our mind. So when we have a chance, can do something for the Namibia, we have made the decision fast.
And obviously also this has shown the greater relationship between the two countries.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
When we also look at background and the current status, Doctor, what led to the establishment of the medical team in Namibia, and are there other Chinese medical teams in the country, or even across the continent for that matter, just to see the relationship between China and Africa and China and Namibia?
Thanks for asking, sir. The team is dispatched by Zhejiang Provincial Health Commission and is currently the only permanent medical team in Namibia. With deep bilateral medical cooperation, Zhejiang Hospital of the Traditional Chinese Medicine has sent short-term expert groups at the China-Africa Hospital Pairing Cooperation Mechanism, covering the fields like imaging, surgery, gynecology, to Wellwiss Bay Hospital.
And if we also look at the aspect in terms of how long does a team usually serve in Namibia, what is the interaction model with local patients?
Actually, each team served for 2 years, but since 2018, the duration has been reduced to 18 months. Our patient load in high. Once two doctors saw 126 patients in half a day. Our relationship with patients goes beyond the doctor and patients. We are friends. We share photos and foods from home, from China, and they teach us local language. So we are not only the doctor and the patient, but also we are also the good friends from Namibia and China. We share the Chinese festival each other, and they teach our the Wangbo and the Damala too much leverage each other.
Yes.
With the food doctors, I'd like to ask, what have you tasted before? Just for that interesting part.
The food.
Mahango.
Mahango and that meat.
Kafana.
Yes, Kafana.
Yeah.
Now, and now actually we don't just say hi to our patients, our friend. We say Walalabo. Tate. Walalabo Meme. And other language from other
groups as well.
Groups. Yes. Something is easy, something is difficult. So actually we try our best, but okay.
100%. Yeah. Doctor, if we also look at the unique medical services that the team provides, what are they and what do they look like?
There are so many parts of traditional Chinese medicine, including many skills or techniques in the whole system. But here we use the main techniques we use is acupuncture and the medical massage. The medical massage has a special name called Tuina. It's a Chinese pronunciation. Yes, and many of these techniques have long history, maybe over 4,000 longer. Yes,
4,000 years. Yes,
even 7,000 years old.
And doctor, just on that notion of acupuncture and the massage, what does the massage do? Is it like normal muscle massage for pains and those particular kinds of things, or is it more to help with the acupuncture itself?
Actually, you know, we just do few medical massage here because we have too many patients.
So it's also about
our work hours. But, you know, the medical massage is very special. There are many massage in the world. I mean, you know, in Thailand, in the USA, in other parts of this world or other regions. But the Chinese traditional Chinese massage is very special. This is the single technique can be operated by the doctors. Yes. Not only for the massage, but also for the spine, for the bones. Yes.
Okay, okay. And if we now head on to the next question primarily, does Chinese medicine, like acupuncture, show unique advantages in treating specific diseases?
Okay. Traditional Chinese medicine is simple, convenient, effective, and affordable. Globally, acupuncture is recognized to treat over 400 diseases, covering all body systems.
Just on that particular point, doctor, 400 diseases, it doesn't include cancer, which is not a disease, but just to be sure, it doesn't work on all diseases, right? If I can say that.
Okay, let me talk about more about this question. You know, the four characteristics mentioned by my colleague is very, you know, I think it's very useful and effective. And then now we have also do some research and try to expand to our patients, even to the public. The scientific language, then they can know well
or understand the benefits.
Like this morning, some of patients ask me, "Is there any medication with the needles?" I just tell them, "No, it's natural." But you know, we just use one needle. The single material. And inject into some selected liquid point and treat different diseases. That means, you know, if I inject into the acupuncts, this can you know, help the body, help ourselves to heal ourselves. Like there's some patients with the lower back, if I inject into some acupuncts, something similar with the caffeine can be produced in our brain and the outside of the blood.
Okay.
That's the modern language can be used to expand to our patients.
About what acupuncture does and how it works.
Yes. And, you know, even something you mentioned, like the cancer. Yes, we also can use the acupuncture to reduce the pain. You know, maybe we cannot treat the cancer directly, but we can do something for the patients. To make their life better.
Thank you on that point, doctor, because we sometimes have the discussion about how people see medicine. Like you highlighted, there's a lot of patients that you guys see. Now, also going on to the achievements phase specifically, what specific contributions has China medical team made to Namibia's healthcare in this 30-year period?
Thanks for asking, sir. I talk about it from three aspects. One, clinic work. Based at the Katutura Hospital, we saw about 60,000 outpatients in 2025. We also regularly treat patients in well-based Tasman and so on. Two aspects, healthy education. Protein and hygiene and the teacher Baduanjing, a traditional exercises. The Baduanjing can keep the healthy of our body and prevent the disease. Three aspects, chronic disease management, work on diabetes and hypertension, enhancing patient self-care awareness. In our work, we tell the patient how to prevent disease away.
Which is obviously a good thing. Prevention is better than cure in some cases. If we also look at the next particular talking point, can you also share a few success stories like the treating complex cases or addressing a public health challenge for that matter?
Yes, there are too much. For example, I have a patient, She has a headache 9 years, and she takes too much
painkillers,
tablets, and takes the same tea and MRI to scan the brains.
Mm.
But the pain is still there.
Mm.
And when she asked the friends, they told her to come to the Chinese traditional acupuncture.
Mm.
So she come to the clinic. I do the acupuncture only for once. And the second time, she come here, told us, the pain is gone. And she writes the paper, and thanks for the Chinese medical team. And also, the knee joint problem, there is a patient, he falling down and strained the knee joint. Also, she took too much tablets, painkillers, but little help.
Mm.
We also do the acupuncture only once.
Mm.
The pain is gone. So you can see the smelling, the patient for us is very nice.
So it was all like happy stories that ended after all this pain that the patients experienced. And then obviously, if there's one more doctor, is there any other story that you also want to highlight in this scenario before I move on?
Yes, you know, there are some, actually, as my colleague Dr. Cha mentioned, there are so many interesting or lovely stories happen every day in our clinic. You know, actually, we have so many patients with the pain, I mean, but we, after we arrived, September last year, oh no, sorry, 2023, we try to do more. I mean, so, you know, explore more disease we can do, like such as the asthma. So last year we met a patient in Yunnan. He told me he have some problems, like, you know, the neck pain, the headache, allergic, and the asthma. In the classroom, I just do massage for her, and the headache gone. So maybe after several days later, he went to our clinic and asked me to do something for her asthma. Then me and Dr. Chow discussed with the treatment. Then we made a decision and do maybe just 2 weeks sessions. About six times. Then the asthma is getting better. He stopped the medicine. Then she bring her mother to our clinic, asked us to do something for the OA, that means the knee problem, knee degeneration.
Oh, this thing, osteoarthritis.
Yes, several days later, I received a letter from that lady. Yes, so that's, you know, actually it's the happiness or even the honor for us. So I'm really...
From the appreciation for the help, yeah.
We are so happy.
And if we also look at the next talking point, what support has the team provided in terms of equipment donation or technology transfer and so on?
Yeah. Actually, you know, all daily materials are provided free to the patients. The Zhejiang Provincial Hospital of TCM, you know, that the hospital we work for in China, also donated a CT scanner, a CT machine, and the supplies to Huawei Space State Hospital, and also for imaging and the nursing specialist. Although we are not directly done by our team, but we are also involved and supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if we look at the personnel exchange and the capacity building exercises, how does the Chinese team also collaborate with the local medical staff in some of the excursions that you guys have engaged in?
Okay, we introduce traditional Chinese medicine advantage and our schedule to local doctors and therapists. Improving referral efficiency for complex cases.
Mm-hmm.
Referral doctors even directly consult us.
Mm-hmm.
Very touching.
Actually, you know, the local doctors and also the therapist and the physio, they are very nice.
Mm.
You know, we are very happy and to work with them together.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, actually, at the beginning of our work, we just introduced something about the traditional Chinese medicine and our schedule to the doctors.
Mm.
And how does the TCM with the acupuncture work? What we can do, for example. And then ask them which problem, what's the problem they can do, they can refer the patient to us.
Mm.
Yes. Then I you know, sometimes they can come to us with the patient, and we can to discuss together. I think it's very good.
It is, Doctor. Just also to help you with that, because there's also sports injuries and accident injuries sometimes that many people, they sit at home with and they don't know who to turn to. Would those kinds of injuries also be part of the discussion, like the referrals that they can rely on?
Yes. Sometimes these patients, they just go to the physio directly.
Mm.
But fortunately, in the physio, they know the acupuncture, the Chinese medical team well.
Mm.
So they refer them to us.
Mm.
But I think the much more important thing is the patient with the stroke.
Mm. Yeah. Like a heart stroke or?
Yes. Mm. So they send the patients by themselves and then discuss with us. So I think that the local staff is very nice.
Mm.
Okay.
100%, 100%.
Yes.
If we also look at how many Chinese medical team members have served in Namibia also in this 30-year period, you know, in terms of that knowledge and the exposure, what was this total amount?
About 64 staff hospital staff, but some doctors served multiple times, with the longest staying being 60 years.
And also in terms of can I ask, 6 years, was it you, doctor, or was it you, Dr. John?
Another team. Yes, actually, not only for us, but also for the former members.
Mm.
They also have many
memories and
Yes. So, I met the doctors served here for 6 years.
Mm.
Actually, it's my professor.
Oh, okay.
I think it was 2006 or 2004.
Mm.
He went to Namibia
and
served as a medical team member.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after 2 years, he went back to China. Then he maybe the next team member. He fly to Namibia again with his wife, and for 4 years, so totally 6 years. But not only he, but also have other members. They also serve in Namibia for more than 2 years, more than two batch.
Mm. But that, and that's obviously also good.
Yes.
If we also look at the next talking point from there is, has the team also facilitated in Namibia's medical staff visiting China for training as well? Like the same occasion whereby the TCM can also sort of like be exposed to Namibian patients? As well. Have we also seen such exchange programs exist as well?
Yes, this is what we are doing now. We are actively promoting, for example, we're teaching the local nurse and the doctors how to do the acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
cupping, or ear point, and the other Chinese traditional technique. And another one, we also, the Namibia students, medical students come to the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them what is the theory of the traditional medicine,
mm-hmm.
and the technique. And except we also send the doctors, for example, the Wales Bay Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We send the doctors to China to learn the technique of the CT scan.
Mm-hmm.
And the China's Western medicine is advanced. We encourage more Namibia doctors to train in China. Yes.
And that's always good about that knowledge sharing, also educational partnership, which has been also one of the big discussions. If we go into public health and community service, beyond the hospitals, does the team also have the opportunity to engage in community outreach or in other public health campaigns that would be of benefit to the public and sometimes also help the team to just see a little bit more of Namibia?
Yes, yes. Actually, we are invited to some schools and the communities, like an art school, art training school in Windhoek,
mm.
yes, and some townships in like in Tsume, Bashkango, or Dangwa. Yes, last October, I think, the end of October last year, we went to these cities
mm.
and do some treatment for the local people. But you know, it's too far to hit to do.
I know, doctor, it's very far, yeah.
Yes, actually the cities are very wonderful.
Mm.
They are much more green.
Mm.
But even some people there also want to invite us to do more. They ask us whether we can do more clinic work there, like maybe once a week.
Mm.
We want to, but it may be difficult. We still need to discuss.
Yeah, yes. And it's obviously only that much time that you have left to see every place.
Yes.
Because there's also the patients in Windhoek,
yes.
that need their attention.
But and you know, we also try to do more, not only the acupuncture,
mm.
but also like some, like how to clean the hands.
Mm.
Yes, because we want. There has an old saying, disease enters through the mouth.
Mm.
So we teach the local kids how to wash their hands
mm.
nicely.
Mm. Oh, you mean like the basic elements of
yes,
of
yes.
hygiene and so on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we should mask guard the first line mm. of disease
prevention. Yeah.
Yes, prevention mm. and control.
Mm.
Yes.
And if we look at the next talking point, which is what kind of contributions has the team made so far in Namibia's priority health areas, like chronic diseases, what can we look into in that?
We educated patients on diabetes and hypertension prevention, promote healthy diets, and teach Fa Duan Jing exercises. Our clinic has a QR code for self-learning. Lots of clinical people, when they waiting for curing and they like to do the exercise.
100%, 100%. I haven't asked the question yet, doctors, but what is Ba Duan Jing? Exercises? Is it exercises people can normally do, or is it a specific routine that they can follow?
Yes. First, let me introduce my colleague,
mm.
Ms. Ding.
Mm.
she is the expert
on Baduan.
Expert on Baduan Jing. The Baduan Jing is one of the traditional Chinese exercise.
Mm.
We also can call it Kung Fu. Next, okay. You can understand.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So, you know,
But not to fight, but more to help with exercise.
Very, very simple,
mm.
Very easy to be learned.
Mm.
And you know, this the Baduan Jing, right now we put the QR code,
mm.
Is actually it's made by the 19 Asia Games
mm.
Committee.
Mm.
I used to work for the 19 Asia Games Committee.
Mm.
In 2023.
Mm.
Yes. So we bring the video here
mm.
and try to teach our patient and our friends
mm.
to learn this. You know, there are some modern article show that it has the strong evidence
mm.
can make the muscles stronger.
Okay.
Yes, so
doctor, I'm very interested because I was an athlete as well, and I like the
I will send you the QR code.
Mm.
Yes.
But Baduan Jing has obviously these particular benefits.
Yes,
the health benefits. That
actually, for the whole system,
mm.
not only for the muscles
mm.
or the bones. Mm. So, I think you know, the patients can take photo for the QR code,
mm.
and they can. They can watch
the videos
yeah. on the TV
mm.
on the cell phones.
Mm.
I think that could be convenient,
mm. Mm. which is obviously the easiest for them to learn.
Sometimes we also like Ms. Ding, we also teach them
mm.
during our spare time
mm.
in the clinic,
mm. which is good.
Yes.
If we look at a discussion that obviously speaks much to the experiences of the TCM, the medical team, if we look at challenges and adaptations, what are the main challenges in Namibia and how are they sometimes overcome or usually overcome?
Thanks for asking. Last year, we came to Namibia. We mainly confronted the main challenge.
Mm.
For example, language barrier and drug shortage. Language gaps are the bridge through the learning and the local nurse translator. For example, some patient told me how to express this sentence. I'm very happy the patient tell me. For drug shortage, especially traditional Chinese medicine products, demand exceeds supply.
Mm.
It will take some time to resolve.
Mm-hmm. And also, if we look into the future, because there's currently, we started a new year. I don't want to jump into the Chinese New Year. I know it's going to be the year of the horse. But if we look into the future for this talk, what are the plans and visions for future China-Namibia medical cooperation?
As Namibia's healthcare needs grow, we hope for deeper collaboration. First, technology transfer. We are already sent TCM doctors, and we can also dispatch Western medicine specialists like orthopedic or OBGYN doctors to work in Namibia, performing surgeries, especially minimally invasive procedures. We also welcome more Namibians to come to China for exchanges and learning. Second, talent development. As far as I know, more and more African students are coming to China to study medicine. For example, there are already some doctors at Kadutura Hospital and Central Hospital who graduated from Chinese universities. I hope that in the future, more graduates from Chinese medicine schools will return to work in their home countries. The last one, scientific research. Some local friends have told me that Namibia also has its own traditional medicine, such as certain traditional therapies and herbs. If possible, I hope we can research and utilize their resources and together.
100%, 100%. Now after we saw the particular plans and the future, also in terms of the engagement, if we look at the people-to-people bonds, I'll also ask a little bit more on this, but what have been some of the memorable interactions that you have had with local patients as the team now going through Namibia, as what you saw?
There are so many examples. In one day, an elder man who visited us, but actually he is the former patient, not the current patient, visit us, just want to talk to us, want to say that he loved the Chinese doctors for their patients. And, just want to explain to us, you know, why he loved the Chinese doctors, Chinese medical team, because even they don't have so many problems.
Mm-hmm.
He just want to talk with us, some even the Chinese doctors cannot solve these problems.
Mm-hmm.
We also can give some suggestion,
mm-hmm.
or we can ask our colleagues mm-hmm. in China. I mean, the whole hospital colleagues in China, we can give him some answer for his problems.
Mm.
So he said, "We are very nice." Yes, this is the one example.
So, like the main talking point, obviously, has been that human to human.
Yes, and the other doctor patients. Some of them always bring the old photos, and show to us, and talk to us.
Mm.
I'm your old friend.
Mm.
I know your former member as well.
Mm.
Yes, you treat me during that time, and also share some stories over the past years.
Oh, doctor, was it also the same for the visit that you guys had to Tsumeb, Ondangwa, Oshikango, to see, when you saw the other patients there, or was it sort of like first time visits that the team made to those three towns?
We also met some old patients in Tsumeb. Mm. Actually, nowadays, our patients come from the nationwide.
Mm. So they're not just from Windhoek?
Yes, not just from Windhoek. Mm. The resource of our patients are complex now. Some of them are referred by the doctors.
Mm.
But some of them are they also know the Chinese medical team well.
Mm.
So during the end of October last year,
mm.
we went to these cities for some treatment for the local peoples.
Mm.
Some of them we already know each other, but most of them are the new.
Mm.
And it's very difficult for them to take the bus or to go to the Windhoek.
Mm.
So.
Because it's always those distances.
Yes, it's very far away, and some of them they don't have the vehicle and the buses, and so they walk to us and ask us to treat them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so although this the job is very short.
Mm.
Yes, we just spend 1 week there. But also very effective.
Mm, mm.
Yes.
Was it the same also for Oshikango and Ondangwa in terms of the interactions that you saw, the old patients and versus new patients? Was also a similar picture that you saw in those other two towns? Just to simplify, doctor, was it the same picture that you saw in Tsumeb, like old patients, new patients, the issue of them having to travel if they can come to Windhoek?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember an old lady.
Mm.
She lived in Windhoek, but her daughter lived in Tsumeb.
Mm.
The old lady with the goat, we used to treat him, treat her for several months. And her joints, I mean the hand joints, it was better, much more better than before.
Mm.
Then called her daughter to see us in Tsumeb.
Mm.
And he came to see us with not the photo, actually, the old medical card.
Yes.
So, you know, that's very interesting. We can see them as the old friend.
Mm.
And we also can see the former record, older record, written by the former members.
Mm. So it's like the medical history, yeah.
Yes, you know, it's very warm in our heart.
Mm. Well, that's very good. That's very good. Now, doctor, before we actually close, there's also an interesting part specifically about the talk is that 2026 will be the 30 years anniversary of the team.
Yes.
1996, when we started, was where we started with our talk today. 2026 will be obviously that specific anniversary. What can we look forward to? I don't know if there will be a party. I don't know if there will be singing and dancing. But
okay.
You know, just to highlight, what can people look forward to, for especially, you know, friends and patients and colleagues of the in the same experience that the team has had?
Yeah, yes. You know, as I mentioned before, you know, we already know the African, included the Namibia people, well. So actually, the doctors, we can be the bridges between two sides. I mean, the Chinese people and the Namibia people, and not only about the medical area, but also others,
like cultural.
Yes, like cultural.
Yeah.
Yes, we can connect to each other, heart to heart.
Mm.
Yes. Actually, we want to make the cooperation much more
deeper. Yeah.
Yes, much deeper. And as our colleagues mentioned, we want to train the local doctors with the, you know, Chinese traditional Chinese medicine, and we also want to introduce more and more students learn in China. Actually, you know, we have two jobs. One is the doctor work for Zhejiang Provincial Hospital of Traditional Chinese Medicine, and on the side we also have some lessons in the Zhejiang University of Traditional Chinese Medicine.
So it's teaching and practice.
Yes.
Mm.
So we have many experience, much experience in the teaching and the clinic.
Mm.
Yes. So we have more and more African students.
Mm.
Like many of them are from Congo, Nigeria, and it's time. It's some time ago.
Yes.
But I remember there are just a few people from Namibia.
Mm.
So from you know, after we arrived here, we really want to do more for Namibia friends.
Mm. And that's obviously some of the particular discussions that we've been having.
Yes.
And as we are here, dear listeners, obviously with the last particular message shared now there from or here from the medical team, Just before we end, Doctor, primarily, is there any last message, any last thanks, or any last sort of like a message of appreciation and gratitude that you and your team want to share with the listeners and patients that you've met across Namibia?
Yeah. 30 years is not an end, but a beginning. So thank you for having us here tonight, and we want to share one last message with the listeners. So, dear friends in Namibia, time really flies. We have spent 30 amazing years together with all of you. Every day we've had here have been so wonderful, all thanks to your warm company. And none of our work would have worked out without your support and assistance. Here, we not only felt the pride of healing the sick in our jobs, but also got to enjoy delicious local food like mahango, soak up the bright sunshine, and the most importantly, cherishing every cozy moment we shared with you day in and day out. This deep friendship across mountains and oceans has long become our most precious memory, a true honor we will hold dear for the rest of our lives. As we are getting ready to leave, we'd love to ask you for a favor. Could you share all kinds of stuff related to the Chinese medical team from the past 30 years? Think like old photos, old videos, latest, or even those funny latest stories, little stories we had together. I mean, the former teams. If you'd like to join in, just send me email 13874708189@126.com. We'll be heading back to China in 2 months, but distance can never be break our bonds, no matter where we are. We will always be sincere friends to each other. We truly hope we'll get to meet all of you from Namibia again someday, right in Hangzhou, Zhejiang, China, so we can catch up and keep our friendship going. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. And obviously also thank you for taking the time to be here with us tonight on this edition of China Corner. Obviously, just if listeners and callers and there are any other interest, is there any way sort of like that people can come and visit you guys at the hospital? If you can just share some details just before we also end on tonight's session.
And as you heard there right now, specifically regarding the discussions between myself and the two doctors, as well as also the two nurses from the China medical team that specifically are based here in Windhoek, the experiences highlight primarily some of the key takeaways and the very valuable deep connections between people from Namibia and people of China endure, as well as also enjoy, regarding the past 35 years of Namibia's independence, as well as also the specific relationship that Namibia has with China. One of the particular key takeaways, dear listeners, and as you obviously could have heard, is also looking at the excitement, the gratitude, as well as also the appreciation by the Chinese medical team for being able to make the connections, being able to experience in a country like Namibia, as well as also having and being able to contribute towards Namibia's own developmental journey. Now, this is obviously, as we always do here on the China Corner, we look at these deep, in-depth discussions, as well as also citing the valuable contributions made by China to Namibia. On that particular note, dear listeners, let's see each other again, same time, same place, at the end of the month, on February, here on your number one talk radio station, the Pinnacle FM. And this has been the China Corner for this Wednesday evening.
China Corner was proudly brought to you by the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in Namibia.